Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome into today's podcast. My heart goes out firstly to all those humans and friends and people that have been affected and loved ones due to COVID-19. Words aren't enough to say how sorry I am to hear every day the sad news from all around the world. We all need to play our part, listen to our governments and our health professionals. My only hope is that you, your family, your friends, your workmates are healthy and you're doing everything that you can do to make sure you're playing your part. But today I want to lift our moods. I want to take us all away from the news. And like all our previous guests on our podcast, share something that's making a massive dent in the world. So we've dusted off the microphone, got all our gear up and running. My fat fingers, I hope, have got everything recording. And I can just assure you that we are in for an absolute treat of a podcast today with a very, very special guest. Welcome to all our new listeners around the world and welcome back to the family of my regular listeners. It's Tuesday the 7th of April 2020. The world has certainly shifted since you and I last spoke. And here in New Zealand, we're in total lockdown, which basically means for the next 4 weeks, starting from March the 25th, I think it's day 13, we're in lockdown and we need to all stay at home. We can visit our supermarkets for groceries, pharmacy for medicals, but we just need to all hunker down and sit tight. I'm truly delighted to introduce you all to a person who I've only just recently had the pleasure of getting to know. And that's thanks in kind to a very mutual friend, Mr. Stan Peake, a fellow executive coach who lives and works out of Canada and a previous guest on the Nick Rowe podcast. As I got to know our guest today, along with his beautiful family, I only hope I can do what he is doing some service on the podcast today. And that once you've listened in, you please check out what he and his team are doing. He's really pushing the needle. He's really thinking big. And I'm 100% confident that what he's doing is going to make a massive dent on all of our worlds that we all live in today. I put a post up last night on social media just to share a little bit of an insight into what we're doing today. And the feedback this morning was brilliant. And we've got listeners from, and I want to list these out because I couldn't believe the countries that this is going to go out to. So New Zealand, Australia, Russia, India, hello Mel, Bali, Fiji, South Africa, Holland, France, Spain, Germany, the UK. I think it's just my mum and dad listening. Brazil, the USA and Canada. This is brilliant. Social technology and the world we all live in has certainly moved. And I just want to welcome you all to our show. So if I can, I want to kind of think about how technology has allowed us all to be connected today. This podcast is going out around the world. We're certainly very much connected, better than we've ever been. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, we are truly just one world. So welcome to you all, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen into our chat. Those of you who are not familiar with my podcast and work, and maybe you new to the podcast, my name is Nick Rowd. I'm the owner of Rowd Career Coaching, and every single day I get to sit alongside CEOs, senior leaders, high potential individuals, and professionals who just want to get results in their leadership and in their careers. I have the very best job in the world, and it's an absolute privilege to be a coach to so many talented individuals. Today we welcome to our small but perfectly formed family a man who calls home Canada, and a man who started to send waves around the world on the work that he's doing. Before I ask him to introduce himself to us all and share more about what he's doing, I was doing a little bit of research as I do with my guests, and I just want to share with you his company vision. To create a worldwide community of people helping people. That's really powerful to me, and I'm going to read it again. To create a worldwide community of people helping people. And his company mission is to equip our future leaders by connecting them with proven experts in ways that are interactive, readily accessible, effective for growth, and affordable to all. You can now see why I wanted him to get onto my podcast today and for him to join us all today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome into the show the CEO and founder of a business called Leveling Up, Mike DeBoer. Mike, welcome in.
Thanks, Nick, and thanks for that fabulous introduction. Thank you.
It's great that technology is working for us, Mike, and I hope when people start listening into what you're doing and seeing the video and listening to the podcast, they can jump online and just see what you're doing. But it's a real privilege to be sitting next to you today, and wonderful work you're doing. I can't wait one day to physically sit together and share a coffee or a beer with you. So thanks for your time today. But how's the family? How's your wife, Julia Cohen? How's the kids all going?
Good. Yeah, thanks for asking. It is through the power of technology. It is Monday, April 6th here. So we're a day earlier. We're living your yesterday. And we have a similar situation to what you described. We're not quite in formal lockdown, but the same kind of discouragement from any kind of physical interaction. I think they're calling it social distancing. I think it's really all around physical distancing and making sure we minimize transmission of this disease and get things over with quickly here. It's a world in turmoil, a world in chaos that we're sitting in the middle of here too. Fortunately, very fortunately, my family and friends are all healthy at the moment, so we haven't been touched by this immediate disease, trusting it stays that way.
I know, speaking to some friends up in Canada and the States, it's certainly changed people's mindsets when we look at work and education and very much how technology is helping us all to connect. And I've got some wonderful clients that are strong leaders, big extroverts, and they're on the phone to me saying, Nick, I don't know what to do. I just need contact. I need physical contact with people. And introverts like myself are playing in heaven. You know, we're getting on with things. I don't know what you're seeing in yourself as a business owner, but has your kind of appetite to work shifted over the last few weeks?
That's a fascinating question. I would qualify myself as an introvert, and yet I'm getting to the point where I'm missing hanging out with friends and family and missing a good hug and a beer together. So it's really starting to be noticed emotionally, and to think that this isn't going to end in a day or a week or even a month. What's also really interesting to observe is this sort of social trend where people are telling their bosses, see, I could work from home. I told you all along.
What's wrong with working from home, boss?
Exactly. I don't know if productivity is where it was. I simply don't know. But simply the world has moved to work from home. I know the internet is strained to its limits and being pushed to new heights there. The other piece, I guess, that I would share about, you know, growing a business, interestingly, the old paradigm was travel to places to meet people for coffees, for meetings, to go to conferences, to pitch events. And now, of course, that isn't possible. So the new paradigm is video conference meetings. Well, from a startup business perspective, that's sure a lot cheaper, and I can fit a lot more of those in than I can big travel events. Mm-hmm. So there are some real pluses buried in sort of the shift we have to move to here.
Mm. And I know we're going to talk about your business leveling up, and I think it's, you know, full disclosure, I've recently taken the step to be part of your family as a coach or as a sage, and we'll get onto the terminology very soon, so everyone can.
Glad to have you.
Thank you, and we can explain the terminology behind it. But I just think you're right when you look at people jumping on a plane, leaders who I work with, and they need to go to different parts of the world to sit down in a boardroom to have a conversation. I think my hope is that with the advancement of technology and platforms like yourself and what people are using technology, people can see a different way of operating and they can choose to work a little bit differently. Of course, that physical interaction that you and I both love and dear and need, that's always going to be there. But just maybe a smarter way or a different approach to our future workforce. So your vision and mission, which I read out a little bit earlier, before we spoke, and I think it's really powerful. I think it just nails what you're doing to a T. So congratulations on getting to that point. But before we talk about leveling up and the amazing work that you, your wife and your team are doing, just take me back a little bit, or take us all back, introduce yourself and just share with us a bit about your background prior to getting Leveling Up launched and running, if you may.
Sure. Yeah, I am an engineer by education. Went to university and did a lot of my growing up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and graduated university in 1997. Second in my class, which we can chat about a little bit later. I'll leave that as a teaser for something to chat about. Leaving university, I did really well. Went into the workforce. Very quickly realized that that even though I did well in engineering, it wasn't really what I enjoyed about showing up at work every day. I really enjoyed the people part of it, the people leadership, the communication, the organization, the interaction. So I quickly moved into project management and executive management roles. And for those of you that know anything about Calgary, Alberta, we are a hotspot of oil and gas activity. So all of my work has been in that sector. And so I've spent now a little over 20 years in the oil and gas industry, progressing through the ranks and having successively new challenges, different challenges around people leadership, around organizational leadership, and of course self-leadership wrapped up in all of that. On the bio side, I married my university sweetheart.
You met Vasily.
Julie, and she's also a co-founder in Leveling Up. So not only are we partners in life, we're partners in business.
Brilliant.
We have three fantastic children. The eldest is 19. He's in university. The next is 17. He's 1 year away from graduating from high school. And our third child, Joy, is 14. And another interesting story, she was adopted from Haiti, actually. So that's a whole other journey that our family went on. And she's been with our family for basically 14 years now. So we love her very much. She's a fantastic piece of our set of five.
So coming second in class, how does that sit with you as a high achiever?
Because
you opened the door for me to come on in, so I thought I'd just jump in and ask.
That's great. Good question, because being second, that's motivator. If anything is going to pull me into harder studying, harder work, that being second, that's a kick in the pants to have to double down and work even harder. As I leave education though, and as I progress in my life, what I realize is this scholastic grading system is it works because it's able to measure right and wrong answers, but life is gray. The right and wrong answers are limited, and the skills that we need to navigate life well are not the things that got me 100% on tests. The skills you navigate life well are the leadership umbrella, the communication and emotional intelligence, empathy, self-motivation, even business strategy. These things are not fodder for grade school or university tests. Not the full internalization of them at all.
I have the pleasure of coaching here in New Zealand on the Executive MBA program at Massey University, and I've got some clients that I've worked that have previously done other MBAs around the world, and one thing that they all shared with me in conversation is they learn a great deal from university or from those programs, but it's the human element to who they are, or the human element to how they kind of impact themselves as leaders on others, that they don't really touch on it in the programs. And certainly with Leveling Up and the Sages and the work that your guys and coaches, if I can call them at the moment, of what they're doing, and the softer skills that come through, is such a valuable tool, because it's like everything. I remember at school being dyslexic and being at the bottom of the class, and it was the worst place for me to ever be in. And I get shivers just thinking about school now. But, you know, to learn mathematic equations, or to learn certain things that in my everyday life I don't use. I probably do, but it's just the interaction, like what you and I are doing. I'd love to have had that in my curriculum, or how to have a conversation with somebody, you know, a tricky conversation with somebody. I'd love to have learned that. Or how do you run a business? How do you get buy-in from stakeholders? All those little things that you and I and Leveling Up do, those kind of skills, the education system can change on a dime pretty quickly. So oil and gas, growing through the ranks, up into a senior role, then what happens?
So, yeah, that's an interesting story. And that's really brings me to the genesis of what had me choose to found Leveling Up. So oil and gas industry is a fairly cyclic industry. And in 2016, it was going through another downturn, and it was the inevitable happened, and I got laid off. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's pretty interesting that I managed to survive so much of my career, and that was the very first time I got laid off. At that point, I'm in my early 40s. The layoff, certainly there was a downturn, so there were economic reasons for it, but there are actually a lot of political reasons tied to my particular circumstance. And so, you know, plan A had been climbing the corporate ladder. I had this vision of being able to lead a company, of being able to create a fantastic culture, fantastic workplace for people to work. And it was, as far as I knew, as far as the feedback I got, it was going well. And this layoff was a real kick in the teeth. Hmm. Well timed with my early 40s, inspired a great little midlife crisis as to, you know, what am I doing here anyways? I have one and only life, and you know, an event as easy as this layoff kind of upsets this whole trajectory, this plan, and you know, is that a good plan? So you mind if I share a bit of a story, Nick, about where
please do, because I think there's so many listeners around the world, and it's so timely that no one wants to see people being made redundant or laid off or lose their jobs or their businesses, but it's reality and it is happening. You know, I'm having calls with clients that are in a real, you know, tricky situation, both personally and professionally. So I'd love to hear your story, and please feel free to share with us if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. No, so yeah, this layout. So I was out of work for about 5 months, and that really sucks. And being out of work really sucks. I empathize with all those folks that actually I had been laying off at the time. I was a boss. That's one of the things that I did. I empathize with all the folks right now that are struggling with that. Being laid off is absolutely zero fun. So while I was out of work, it gave me a bit of time to do some reconnecting with folks throughout my career, to rebuild the network. And there was one individual I connected with who at that point was quite a successful CEO. And he had a soft spot for me. He wanted to lean in and give me some coaching and help me to get my feet back under me with my little midlife crisis and all the big questions I was asking. And so he was doing some great coaching with me. Interestingly, one day I recall being in his office, and I was in not a great mood that day, I think. And I got on a bit of a rant, and I'm asking, you know, You're a CEO. What makes you different? Like, what do you know that I and the rest of us all don't know? How did you get there? What can you do? What do you know that makes that something you've achieved? And he said, you know, something that still sticks with me huge. He says, Mike, nobody that got there alone. No CEO became a CEO without a leg up from somebody. There's no self-made man or woman. And I really had to sit and chew on that, and because, yeah, that's a bit of a paradigm shifter. As an achiever, you know, it was all about, okay, you know, earn the next, you know, let's do this. And it had me realizing another journey I had been on. So if you sort of cue maybe flashback lines, cue flashback music.
I can't do that, Mike, with technology. It's far too advanced. Carry on, this is great.
we'll let those listening imagine that we just hit the flashback button.
Yes.
In my last year of high school, my grade 12 year of high school, my school had a weightlifting gym. It was the first time I had come across one of those in my school career. And I got bit by the iron bug, they call it. I decided I loved lifting weights, loved lifting heavy things, and I wanted to become the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, if you're listening, I wanted to be you. So I took it on myself to undertake a very serious lifting career. And of course, as an engineer, as an achiever, as you've called out so aptly, I was going to do this well. Well, a few years into it, I guess I realized I just didn't have the genetics for it, and I was not going to be huge, and I was not going to win any competitions. But, you know, lifting weights is healthy. Like, being exercising, being active is healthy, and so really the boring part of the story is the first 20 years of very dedicated, very solo and very unaccomplished weightlifting. Quite randomly, I think it was 37 at the time, I decided I wanted to try out the sport of strongman. You know, the guys that pull big trucks and flip big tires and
Jeff Capes. Jeff Capes comes to mind.
We've got Magnus or Magnuson.
Yes.
Yeah. And Hafthor Bjornsson and a lot of huge, you know, they're my idols. Anyways, so at age 37, I decided I wanted to try this new sport out. And I don't know how to do this. So I find this local group that trains strongmen. And I connect with them. And for the first time in my lifting career, I'm getting feedback from experts. And I have a community of lifting friends. Well, this gets really fun. Because 2 years later, I win the title of Alberta's Strongest Man. Like, how did that happen?
Brilliant. How did it happen?
Well, and actually, 2 years after that, I win Western Canada's Strongest Natural Men. So the drug-tested strength competition, Western Canada's Strongest Men.
Congratulations. What a legacy to leave to your children. They must be thrilled and proud of you so much.
Well, yes, my middle kid has taken up the lifting. He's got bit by the iron bug, too. Yeah. What's really quite funny with a strongman title, it's not one of those sports that pays any money, much money at all. All of my friends wanted me to help them move their piano. So now it's
a removal business starting up.
So reflecting on, okay, 4 years of strongman, I'm Western Canada's strongest man. Like, how does that happen after 20 years of unaccomplished? And really, now I think of my CEO friend, and this is where the revelation comes together. Nobody that gets there alone. Like, my strongman thing was not, my genetics didn't change. I was now an old guy. I was beating, you know, people, young men, 15, 20 years my junior. So I'm an old person and I shouldn't be winning this stuff. But what made a difference was this feedback from experts and community of peers. It was not my genetics. It was all of this outside stuff that for the first time I was able to hear, and there were people giving me encouragement and feedback, and I didn't, and when I think this through, like, show me the Olympic athlete that got to the podium watching the YouTube video, or the musician that read the book, or surgeons or pilots or CEOs, mm-hmm. as we now know. Like, nobody that gets to the pinnacle gets there alone. So it had me realizing that in my career journey, that the 20 plus years prior to getting laid off, that I was doing this solo metaphorical curls in front of the mirror, trying to get better in my workplace, trying to become a better leader, a better boss, a better employee, a better project manager, and I was going it alone. I was taking classes, reading books, and yet those that succeed, that really hit the top of their career, get help from someone else. So I then came up with this idea, this mission, which we've now called Leveling Up, of allowing the growing leader, not the CEOs, they've already figured out that piece, getting the bottom half of the corporate pyramid, if we have to call it something, the growing leader, the young professional, the person that is currently going it alone for lack of other options, well, let's give them a place where they can connect with experts, with coaches, with Leveling Up, as you mentioned, we call them stages, connect with these coaches in ways that are affordable, effective, accessible. So is that all making sense before I sort of change another quick rabbit trail?
No, I think what I'm taking from that is, you know, you've gone through your career as a high achiever, and something's changed. The dynamics have shifted in the organization in your 40s, and you've been unfortunately laid off. And you've sat there and you've gone, Nick, how do I not reinvent myself, but how do I look at myself and take strength in what I know and what I've done and carry on in my professional career? You sat alongside a wonderful CEO who gave you some real good insights and gave you a bit of a reality check. And I love what you mentioned around, you know, no CEO, no executive goes alone. They all get a help, or as you call it, a leg up. What I liken it to is people like Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, musicians, artists. If you look at what he or she are doing, and I've spoke about this on many of my podcasts and with clients, is they if you look to the left and to the right of them, they've got people around them that have got their back. They could be nutrition coaches. They could be whatever you want to call them. They're people that want them to be the very best they can be. And in my world, I call that a coach. It's somebody who holds the mirror up to you. It's somebody who allows you to be your most authentic self. It's somebody who can maybe show you the blind spots or show you things that you're not necessarily seeing. So quite rightly, what you said around your CEO giving you that insight has made you go into be a weightlifter, look at the mechanics of how you push a bar and lift the weight, and you think, well, actually, no, I can do this. And you win some wonderful awards on that. And then I think what I'm sensing from that is, how do I then share that with the world? How do I kind of take that nuance of getting people in a room, getting individuals together to learn from experts, if you want to call them, or people with wisdom, or people that have got experience. I love to call it those individuals that have got great scratches on their backs, and they can share you the warts and all story, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. So maybe that's a great way to lean into your business now that we're talking about leveling up. And was it a moment, I'm keen to know, any business owner I have on my podcast or I work with, I'm keen to understand, was it a 3 o'clock in the morning wake up and lean into Julie, your wife, and saying, Julie, I think I've got a business in mind. Let me talk you through it. And she's gone, no, dear, tell me in the morning. Well, how did you come to leveling up and therefore, you know, how did it all start? Talk us through that.
Hmm. Good. Yeah. Let me think some of this through. So I know, so coming out of those conversations with that CEO and this inspiration, okay, let's make experts accessible to people that can't currently access them.
Yeah.
So then it came to a lot of conversation with other people in my network. Another individual, Victor Lee, has joined Leveling Up as a co-founder, and he was a longtime friend, and he mentored me, and he and I had any number of conversations around, you know, what is Mike's passion for, and how do we make wisdom accessible, and how do we use technology? Victor's a technology, he's an AI guru. So how do we use technology to make that accessible to people? We batted forward lots of back and forth, lots of ideas. But I can actually remember the moment. There was I was driving home one day, and we have a small little acreage just outside of Calgary, and there's a road that leads to our place, and I can remember driving down this road, and it wasn't the middle of the night. It was while I was driving, all of a sudden the inspiration hits, and I go, hey, wait a sec. Why don't we, you know, do small group coaching, like small groups, just like I had with my strongman thing. Like it was a group of folks and an expert in the room, and it was organized and we met regularly. Why don't we just do that? It's working there. Why wouldn't it work here? So it occurred to me to not reinvent the wheel. There's nothing new under the sun. Let's look for business models that are currently extremely successful in other paradigms and see if they apply. And so the coach, which we're all very familiar with in athletics, why don't we just grab that concept? Your daughter doesn't pay one-on-one for a gymnastics coach. She joins a club and there's a coach that shows the women or the men in that group. Yeah. Group how to do it well. So the inspiration was I guess my brain had gone into autopilot and the mental space was there for the neurons to connect the idea for me.
So it was something really thought through as a business owner. Now if you look back to 2016 for some reason around the world is an amazing year. I'm working with a number of clients that actually launched their business in 2016. And I don't know, I need to do some further research on that, and maybe that's another podcast, but I wonder if 2016 was the year, if we look 50 years from now and we look back, maybe people are going to write about 2016 being a great year for businesses to be established.
Well, 2020 may also,
I think, be, so yeah, yes.
I will be honest though, like the concept actually didn't come out until 2017. And in fact, we didn't monetize things. We played around with stuff starting in 2018 and didn't monetize until late 2018. And I hear about these overnight successes that are years in the making. We're still in the years in the making part of it.
Yeah.
But conversations and ideas take months to evolve and to get hammered out and to work out the wrinkles and come up with better ideas.
No, of course. And things change, don't they? You know, your mood changes, your appetite changes as a business owner. Your intent may not change, but different dynamics play out as all, don't they? And yes. I know we'll talk about the future for Leveling Up and your kind of aspirations and expectations of where it's going. I've got a good sense getting to know you where I see it going, but it's obviously your baby, and it sounds like we've got a four-year-old and a two-year-old, so it sounds like your business is in its infancy maturity stage, so you're growing towards teenage children and the pains that we all know that go with having teenagers, so I wish you well there. But so I want to focus on Leveling Up, and for our listeners around the world that may not know, and you've touched on that a little bit, just give us all a bit of a sense of Leveling Up and what is it what exactly is it for our listeners, so that when we finish this conversation, they can jump on and I'll share links and share notes to the websites and Twitter, etc. But just give us a bit of an overview of what your view is of leveling up.
Sure. So I guess where I'd start is, Nick, you know how leadership skills are absolutely essential in today's workplace. Like, it's those soft skills that make all the difference. In fact, with the automation of the workplace, more and more every day, does our ability to connect and work well with other human beings, that's the key, the essential skill set in the workplace. So leadership skills are essential. And yet, training to develop leadership skills currently is incredibly expensive. And I'm speaking to an executive coach. Executive coaches are quite expensive, which is why executives are the ones who can afford them. So executive coaching is incredibly expensive, or the alternative, that going it solo, is actually incredibly ineffective. So leveling up, we solve that problem by making executive coaching affordable and accessible by putting students together in small groups, small cohorts, small classes, where they can connect regularly with the coach of their choice for a series of one-hour sessions. So you'd meet with your coach an hour a week by video conference. So we've eliminated a lot of the overhead costs, the accessibility challenges, and in today's world, it's the de facto standard. So you meet with your coach for an hour a week with your small group, 5 to 8 people, to study a specific leadership skill. So a startup business is all about learning from your customers. So we've tried extremely hard to listen to what our customers tell us, recognizing that our ideas at first are crappy first drafts, and the customers will tell us what the right ones are. So very early on, our customers told us that the paradigm that they understand, that they feel comfortable with, are classes, their courses, which makes a lot of sense. Majority of them have finished at least 17 years of schooling. Like that, that's the whole, how do I get smarter, how do I get better, I take a class. So we says, okay, we're going to structure everything like classes. So you're going to take a class on emotional intelligence or negotiation or business strategy or basically anything under the leadership umbrella. And there's dozens and dozens of them currently on the site. So take a class, something that your expert is an expert at. And here maybe, and we've been dancing around a little bit, I want to talk about the term SAGE.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought the terms up, because to our listeners here in New Zealand and around the world, Mike's and his team have got some names for quite rightly so, for different aspects of the business. And when Mike and I started talking, and I was talking about the coach and the coachee relationship, Mike quickly brought me into his world. And talk us through how would you describe your coaches in your business model, please, Mike?
So the term that we use for the coaches, for the experts, we call them sages. So a sage is a person venerated for their wisdom, a very wise and accomplished individual.
Yeah.
And the reason why I actually try to avoid the word coach is it's today a very confusing term for folks in the coaching industry like yourself. Coach is actually a reserved word that means a specific modality on how you connect with the person that you're working with. So how you're coaching.
Yeah.
In the sports world, coach means something different. And coach is a person that leads the team and shows them how to develop their skills. And says, okay, coaching is a confusing word. We're going to go away from that. So what I want is the expert in the room, the sage, to be modality agnostic, big words, to to coach, to mentor, to advise, to teach, to train, to role model, to badger, berate, well, no, but to do everything that they need to do, everything that's natural for them, that what they are extremely skilled at, to pass along this new knowledge, these new skills to the we call them seekers, to the students in the cohort. So we have sages that are the experts, that are the coaches, and we have seekers that are the students, the growing leaders.
I love that. I love the terminology, and especially when you use the word seekers, they're seeking wisdom, or they're seeking direction, or they're seeking advice, because that's something that he or she wants to learn. And it could be emotional intelligence, it could be leading yourself, it could be whatever the topic might be. And I just think you've really nailed that down. And those that know me well and hire me as a coach, they know pretty quickly that my job is very much to partner with them. My job is to sit alongside them and help them see things and to help them articulate things. So I certainly don't use the word coach. And I know many of my fellow coaches around the world struggle with that terminology. So congratulations on keeping it simple and breaking it down to sage and seekers. So when you look at that and you look at your business model that is, can you just walk me through, I'm a seeker. How do I go about finding out about the opportunity to learn and grow within your platform? Just talk us through simply, somebody who's never used the site, and I'm bearing in mind we've got people listening in Russia, India, wherever I said earlier, Holland. Yeah. And I know you're very much, and we'll talk about that down the line, but the global reach. So how does somebody find you, and therefore what would they go through to be part of that small intimate group?
Yeah, good question. So what we have on our website, levelingup.ca, and I'm sure that the links will be found attached to this podcast, what we have are two different ways to look for the leadership skills that you want to grow. We call our training groups accelerator groups. And so on the site, you'll find a tab called accelerator groups and listed there. There's last count, I believe there's about 40 of them. And each one represents a course. And each course has unique cost and a unique start date. I borrow from the Amazon business model. Again, this boring.
It's not a bad place to start, Mike, is it? Amazon haven't done too badly for themselves, have they?
Well, yeah. So it seems to work there.
Yes.
So we offer a wide variety of product, and the product is just like books. All have different price points. All of our accelerator groups have slightly different price points depending on the sage that's selling the product. So the individual can browse these 40 different groups, different start dates, different price points. The vast majority of the groups would meet an hour a week for typically 8 weeks. And at the end of it, you get a certificate of completion, which you can put on your resume and then let your boss know that, hey, I've now leveled up on my negotiating skills.
Brilliant.
And away you go. So you can find the training group. The other way that we allow customers to connect is we have another tab, the Sages tab. I believe, so Leveling Up is about people helping people. And for each of us, there's a different set of coaches. You referred to Tiger, and Tiger Woods has got any number of folks supporting him, as do most athletes and most high-performing individuals. So the folks that he's gathered around them are all, personality matched. They're the right folks for Tiger Woods. And so on our Sages tab, you can browse all the different sages available, and that's where you can start looking for, well, who's the right personality match for me? And each one of our sages has provided a couple-minute video bio. You can get to know the individuals. Because, again, this is human-to-human connection. And I want to make something perfectly clear. I don't know if I've spelled it out clearly enough. Leveling Up is not another one-way knowledge delivery platform. The last thing the world needs is another one of those. There's lots of fantastic ones out there. That's not the space we're playing in. Leveling Up is a two-way interactive platform where you interact live with another business model I borrow from is piano lessons. Mm. The one-hour weekly session looks a lot like your piano lesson with your teacher. In this case, there's a half dozen people, 5 to 8 people in the group with you. At the end of each one-hour session, the sage assigns the group homework. So you're going to go practice your emotional intelligence thing that you learned. And when your group gets back together the next week, half hour, 45 minutes of the hour is spent in interactive dialogue and feedback on how did the homework go. And so you get coached by this human being, which is why it's so important to find the right sage for you. So you get coached by this human being. And what also happens is this cohort of like-minded peers, these other people in your group, are also working on their homework. And you get to hear their stories and you get to hear their feedback. And you get to live half a dozen lifetimes simultaneously as you work through this. And then just walking through how that piano lessons model works, you got half an hour, 45 minutes of interactive feedback. Then there's the last 15, 20 minutes is a little bit of instruction, 1 to 3 points. 1 to 3 points internalized is way more effective than drinking from the fire hose. So it's key. We get 1 to 3 key points, and then the homework and this whole cycle repeats. So Leveling Up, you ask the question, how do customers interact with us? You find the skill set that you need next in your career. What is the thing that you're stuck on? What is the thing that is going to help move you ahead? Is it my ability to be mindful? Or is it my ability to give feedback to employees? What is the thing that I'm stuck on? And then who is the right sage for me? And we have a wide variety of both.
That simple explanation of how that all comes together is really good. And the reason I was thrilled to be asked and be part of it was, you know, it's quite an intimate small group. As an introverted dyslexic coach, for me, standing up in an auditorium speaking to 10,000 people just isn't for me. And again, from a sage point of view, we can work closely with a group over a number of weeks, really get to know him or her, really get to, you know, get under the hood of what they're doing and what their experience and what they're learning. And I just think the world, if I jump forward, the world learning through people and each other is going to help each other really develop and grow. And, you know, the sage is there a bit like the conductor on an orchestra. You know, he or she standing there bringing a bit of movement in and bringing a bit of rhythm in. And it's up to everyone else to come together. And somebody may be faced with a certain challenge or an issue from a work point of view. And they're thinking, well, how do I get through that? Obviously, the sage might have some thoughts and some ideas, but I think what you're doing with Leveling Up and how the interaction, small intimate group works, I think a great deal of that learning, correct me if I'm wrong, is going to come from each other, their peer groups. And, you know, they're all sitting in there learning about how do I give feedback back to people constructively, or how do I learn more about emotional intelligence or empathy, whatever the topic might be. They're going to be there in the similar room. They're not going to be in that piano lesson trying to learn the flute. You know, they are there for the same kind of purpose. And I think that's really good news, a good way to structure such a business. So what are your dreams for the business? You know, I sit here in my 20-foot global headquarters shipping container, and I've got a 25, 26-year plan. COVID-19 certainly wasn't in it. And it's made everyone look at our businesses differently. But what would you say if you sat down here today on Monday your time, Tuesday? Have you got some wild dreams that you'd be willing to share with us all? Or what does that look like to you?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to share my dreams for this. Where to start? What I would love to see is in just a few years, millions and millions of growing leaders across the globe connecting with fantastic sages across the globe. Us learning from each other. We have, and interestingly, crises like COVID-19 highlights those leaders amongst us that are fantastic, and we've seen examples across the globe of incredible leadership, and we've seen examples across the globe of less than awesome leadership. And so my vision for Leveling Up is we're going to raise up the next generation of leaders, fantastic leaders that are going to lead fantastic businesses, that are going to lead families, communities, countries. I look forward to the first, you know, corporate leader, the first politician that talk about how Leveling Up gave them the start on learning the things that they needed to know to be successful in those fields. I borrow from the Airbnb model, where the community curates the product. In this case, the product are our sages, and the community will tell us which sages are the fantastic ones. That might be a little intimidating, but I think it's necessary if we're going to make sure that the next generation of leaders is being raised up by fantastic sages, by fantastic examples, by skilled individuals. And those skilled individuals are not going to be all executive coaches. Mm. They're going to be those hidden heroes from our communities that retiree or maybe not retiring, that their workplace, their small circle of friends knows them to be this fantastic mentor. Mm. Well, we can allow them to connect with the globe and raise up a fantastic generation of leaders that way. What's telling me that this vision is achievable is, if I may do a quick brag, we have managed to network ourselves up to a gentleman by the name of John Matone, who is currently ranked the number one executive coach in the world. A couple of years ago, I had no idea I'd be talking with an individual having that title. John Matone not only loves what we're doing, he has made his coaching skills accessible and fantastically affordable on our platform. John Matone, welcome to check out his bio. He was former executive coach to Steve Jobs, to Roger Enrico. He currently coaches any number of high-profile CEOs across the globe, and he's through the power of group cost sharing. So this is one of the major, you know, business levers behind Leveling Up is these students aren't paying one-on-one for executive coaching time. You're sharing the cost and you lose the overheads because it's video conference. And so the power of all this stuff, John Matone is fantastically affordable and accessible to pre-CEOs, to those individuals that are looking for his coaching, his intelligent leadership coaching. So my vision is that we're going to change the world. We're going to change it quickly because Leveling Up is one of those network businesses that's better when the people that you know are also doing it. Mm. You want to share it with friends. You want to share it with your coworkers because as great leaders, we want to raise up more great leaders. So I see us bringing our communities and our coworkers and our bosses and our employees to this place so that we can all level up our skills and move ahead as a society. Boy, there's a big statement.
I love people's big statements when it comes to dreams because I think it's so important if you're going to run a business and own a business that you do have a big thought of your own business, whatever it looks like. And knowing John very well and you know my views on the man, having him alongside you and working on the platform and having an accelerator group and where people can learn from him at an affordable price, it's going to be gold to so many individuals locally and around the world. Now, we're probably jumping forward to jump back, but you've got an event coming up in, when's this summit?
We have an online interactive conference on May 27th.
Right.
So that's that's end of May. So currently, as of recording date, that's just under 2 months away. And tickets are currently on sale. John Matone, who we just mentioned, is marquee speaker at that as well. We'll have, I believe, something between 8 and 10 additional Leveling Up sages speaking at various breakout sessions. And really, the intent here is to, using the power of group cost sharing, using the power of video conference, this event doesn't need to be canceled because of COVID, because it's all no contact by video conference. We can put exceptional leadership skills. This one is themed leadership on purpose. So we can put exceptional skills around how to lead as a purposeful leader in the hands of growing leaders across the globe.
Brilliant. Yeah. And when I put my show notes together, I'll make a point of putting all the links to the summit and how people can get involved from wherever they may be in the world. Where are things at today with the business? You know, we've looked at this kind of incubator startup, getting going, looking at the technology with your AI, looked at how the terminology kind of works. We've looked at your big picture, big dreams for touching the hearts and souls and minds of millions of people around the world. But where are they at today, 2020? Talk us through that.
Yeah, so we are on a on our startup journey. Like I said, we monetized first in December 2018, and 2019 was what I'll call proof of concept year. Even though Leveling Up is video conference, it's global, because my personal network is primarily in the Calgary area. We had a little over 100 purchases from the Calgary area in 14 different groups in 2019. The economy here has been really challenging. So when I think that individuals very challenged with an economy that is a little uncertain, that they chose to invest their time and energy in Leveling Up, that's actually an incredible vote of confidence for the product. So we are currently looking to scale strategically across North America, although I'm going to say the opportunity to connect with you, Nick, might allow us to scale a little more globally, a little more quickly, which is great.
We're certainly going to talk about that, because that's, you know, my mission is to help people improve, and I've got a real clear passion towards what that looks like and in whatever format. So that's... I said to you before when we were speaking the other week, there's a healthy appetite from my business, from a New Zealand point of view, to see how we can bring that to this side of the world, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Asia Pac region. Because I just know that I know what you're doing is working, and I know how powerful it is that seekers can grow themselves really well under some great stewardship of people. I want to ask around the costs. You know, typical, you know, people say, oh, executive coaching is expensive. It can be one-on-one coaching, but there's certain different ways and different opportunities for people to get involved. How does your typical kind of seeker in an environment where financially pressures are on, mortgages are being still needing to be paid, family still need to be, you know, fed, incomes maybe, you know, over here we're seeing board of directors taking 80% pay cuts. We're seeing senior executives taking 50% pay cuts just to keep things going over the foreseeable future. So when we look at costing structures, you know, give us a typical seeker for a program over 8 weeks. What would he or she be typically paying for somebody to be part of that? Give us a sense of what that might look like.
Sure. Yes. And of course, my numbers are in Canadian dollars. So in terms of Canadian dollars, at this point, our 8 week courses, bulk of them sit in the $150 to $300 range. Although we do have a number of courses that we've just recently launched that are intended to ensure that we're able to provide help to those that are impacted most in our current situation. So we have groups right now. There's one starting in less than an hour. Mm. That was $43 for five sessions. Mm. That total $43, not $43 per session, but $43 of one-on-one coaching with an expert in over five sessions. Yeah, so more and more of our groups are falling in that $100, $150 for 5 to 8 sessions range.
That's really cost effective, especially for a group of, you know, if I look at demographics around, you know, you take CEOs away from the conversation, look at the middle managers, the rising stars, the up and coming professionals that will be our future executives, will be our future leaders. And I long for that conversation that you say, I want to see a politician or a CEO turn around and say, leveling up really did help me get going in my career. So I think the way you structure the cost is really cost effective. And I think that's a wonderful insight into just giving a bit more, because I just think as business owners, we need to act. As business leaders, we need to wrap our arms around people right now, right here. And timing is everything. So I congratulate you on how you're structuring the what can be seen as an expensive need. So well done on to you. How many sages have you got roughly at the moment, you know, looking at programs, looking at their wonderful gifts, their skill sets, and what their wisdom is going to be sharing? How many kind of sages have you got up to this point?
I'll be honest, I've lost track a little bit. We are, I believe, something between 25 and 30 right now. Mm. However, we have actually quite a backlog of sages that I'm in the process of onboarding.
Great.
It's amazing the individuals, the sages, the coaches that are coming saying, look, I want to use my coaching skills, not to help a CEO to move the needle for their company. Mm-hmm. That's great. But really, if I can help create the future leaders. And so these individuals, all these sages are approaching me. I haven't had to do any mm-hmm. recruiting for that side of the platform. And we are really seeing really, really top quality. Mm-hmm. I am confident that with demand, as we expect to see as things start to settle out into a new normal in the next few months, and as folks start looking for, say, the group that's starting today is all around how do you manage a team remotely. So as folks start looking for those skills, we're going to be able to scale the platform quickly and go from 25, 30 sages to several hundred sages to meet demand. I know that the pool of experts that are not only skilled but are very motivated to contribute, that's a huge pool across the globe. Mm.
Oh, look, we could go on and speak all day, I know. And I know there's many things we've all got to get on to and do today. And I can only say thank you, Mike, for taking some time out to share with my listeners and my part of the world what you're doing so gratefully up in the States and in Canada. And I can't wait to kick off my accelerator group, and I've got to finish the program for you and get the paperwork back to you around leading yourself and leading your authentic career. So I'm really excited about being part of that community. The best way for our listeners to see a bit more, and again, I'll share some links on our show notes, it's levelingup.ca. And I've got some show notes to share with everybody at the end that will give you some great examples and some videos of what Mike and his team have been doing. But Mike, is there anything else you'd like to say as we close out today on this podcast? Anything else you'd like to share with us all?
Yeah, you've really hit the nail on the head with a lot of things. Maybe one parting thought. Mm. Our customers, when I interview them, again, startups is all about, you know, why did it work? Learning about what works and fixing things. What our customers tell us is that they buy leveling up because of the expert or because of the skill that they're going to learn. Like that's a thing that attracts them. What they tell us at about session three or four is they realize that this community of peers is a fantastic, safe, very helpful place to be. That the, you know, if I had to wax philosophic, what happens is the veil gets pulled back on imposter syndrome. What the participants and I myself have experienced this. I've bought my own product. I believe in it. What I've experienced is I realize that I struggle with the exact same things other people do. I got promoted to a leadership position. I could never tell my boss that I had no idea what I was doing with managing and leading these people. And I thought I was the only person ever to be in that position. And how do you tell anybody that? And what you find out in your group after spending a bit of time together is, wait a sec, we're all struggling with these questions and we're all trying to figure this out. And the opportunity to lean into each other's stories and learn from each other is such an incredibly powerful experience, where I have customers leaving their groups saying things like, I finally found a place I feel I belong, or this experience has changed the rest of my life. Like, this is 8 sessions and they're saying this has changed the rest of my life. This is fantastic. So parting thought is, it's not only a tick box, I'm going to learn a skill I don't know, but this is really a powerful, meaningful place to connect with people that really want to lean into your story and you can lean into theirs.
I think that's a wonderful way to summarize leveling up, that it is a community of like-minded people sharing knowledge, and it's a community where everyone's helping each other to develop and grow in a really confidential, intimate space. So I think it's wonderful. Yes. And as I said to you, and I'm so proud and honored to be part of the wider family. So thanks, Mike, for all your time today. Thank you for joining us from Canada. Technology's worked. I hope it's all recorded. I hope my fat fingers haven't made any mistakes. But what I'll do now is I'll get everything set up on iTunes and on my website, ralcareers.co.nz, and I'll make sure that all the links to Leveling Up and your Facebook feed and your Twitter feed and the e-summit coming up is all put up there, so people can check you out and get on board with it. I'm sure they'll all be welcomed, and we'd love to have fellow sages and fellow seekers around the world part of the community. So thank you for that. So finally, please all take care. Please keep pushing yourselves forwards. We're all facing some interesting times, each of us, and I really want us all to look after each other, to look after our communities, to look after our loved ones, our family and friends, and most importantly, keep listening to our health professionals, keep listening to our governments. They're trying to do the best by us. And I want to just finish off by saying, as I say on every single podcast, look after yourself and look after each other. And I can't wait to see you soon on the Nick Rao podcast. Thank you so much for all your time today, Mike. And hang on, because we're going to carry on talking. No, pleasure.